So I'm your Joe Pat, owner, operator of Crime Radio San Marcos. And just give me a brief history of how Crime Radio got started.
Crime Radio was a production of the Hays County Guardian, actually, and I'm one of the members of the Hays County Guardian. And the Hays County Guardian was a multimedia collaboration of independent journalists who produced a non-commercial press access for the community in San Marcos and Hays County. First through a newspaper, which we went through a Supreme Court case over, regarding our distribution as non-commercial press. Then we went into video, trying to keep up with technology, and met some folks affiliated with Free Radio Berkeley and Stephen Dunifer, who ended up providing us with a transmitter, which we turned on in March of 1997, giving San Marcos community access to the airwaves. We provided 14 hours a week of Hays County Guardian programming, which dealt basically with news and information of international, political, economic, social, and cultural issues. And then beyond those 14 hours, it was open to basically first come, first serve. We had shows every 2 hours, pretty much. Every couple of shows, it would be a little longer. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we operated for 3.5 years until a federal judge ordered our case ordered our station to stop operating until a final resolution of our lawsuit against the FCC regarding what we feel has been their infringement of our rights is determined. So we stopped broadcasting in September of 2000, and our court case is still pending.
So what I understand, you guys applied for the license before you ever started the station up. Is that the story?
No, before before we went on the air was look at what the other stations had done up to that time. We looked at the federal court case of Stephen Dunifer and Free Radio Berkeley and others, and we felt that since we had a track record as already a non-commercial press, we would kind of structure our approach as a free press access issue, which kind of made us a little different than most other folks. And reading the regulations, there was no license that existed for us to anyone to apply for. But there were provisions within the regulations which are used quite often by corporate clients, which allow waivers of regulations by the FCC. And what we requested was a waiver of any regulations which they had, and we even included a $25 check with our initial letter of our intent to go on the air. And that $25 check was returned to us, however, unfortunately, the FCC gave us a cease and desist order and ordered a hearing to be held and a determination whether we had a legitimate access to the airwaves or not. And unfortunately, that case had never really been able to be satisfactorily resolved because of the rulemaking, which made licensing of low power FM available. And now we're caught in the trap of the FCC, while we were in the middle of a lawsuit with them, ordering that anyone who continued broadcasting beyond a certain date be considered an outlaw and be permanently banned from ever being able to obtain a low-power FM license. We feel that was particularly egregious to us because we were in the process of a lawsuit, which we feel we were successfully winning, you know, as demonstrated by them changing the regulations or creating the regulations for doing what we're doing, and that we did not feel that we should be forced to capitulate our position because they changed their regulations to comply with what we had been stating they had been violating of the constitutional rights.
Where does your licensing application stand at this point?
At this time, they have denied, the FCC formally denied the application of the Hays County Guardian for a San Marcos LPFM license. However, we're still appealing that, and that's in a process that's going to be determined in federal court. But meanwhile, what happened in our community is because of the great interest and desire for micro radio service in San Marcos, there were a number of other entities who, some allied and some against Kind Radio interests, have made LPFM license applications to the FCC. Those include the local environmental group, Earth First SWT Federation, the Nosotros La Gente, a 501c3 chartered organization dealing with the local Latino community, and then the man who actually put Kind Radio on the internet and funded that all without our request or permission. He just did it on his own. Now you got me. I can't think of his name right this moment. Dave Newman. Dave Newman, yes, Dave Newman. And he applied, and then also a student in one of the local charter schools or home school associations has also made an application for the frequency.
So how many?
And also six altogether, six. And also the city of San Marcos, realizing the political and power implications and desire to keep us folks off the air, made an application as well to try to control the airwaves, as well as a church which is affiliated with a national church which has made, I guess, over 1,000 or some ridiculous number of applications for LPFM licenses. And so obviously there's quite a bit of interest in seeing micro radio continuing in San Marcos. However, although the FCC has granted licenses for non-contested applicants in Texas, they have yet to make any even initiation in the process of determining which group of applicants will be able to operate the San Marcos license, and it's been almost 2 years since the application deadline ended. And we're hoping to see some kind of action like that, and hopefully the block allied with us will get the permit, and we'll be back on the air and providing the service that this community desperately needs.
What are your plans if you don't get the license? If the application fails, is Kind Radio dead?
In a certain sense, yes, Kind Radio is dead because it will never exist within the parameters and with which it did for those 3.5 years. However, I don't see any way that they can deny even their own regulations and allow the permitting of a low-power station in San Marcos. As long as that station is fulfilling the needs of this community, I will have no problems with how it's operated or, what is going on, as long as the access is there that is needed. Of course, I'll be disappointed if it turns into a radio station for an evangelical group which is located in Tampa, Florida. But again, it won't be a surprise right now. And one of the things, just a moment, I will not be surprised if Kind Radio does not allow it back on the air and the manner with which it was, simply because of the efforts made on behalf of the communications industry following the 1996 Telecommunications Act passage and the imposition of a very pro-market commission led by General Powell, Colin Powell's son. What we've seen is the radio and television industry taken over by basically a military-industrial complex that sees it as a weapon and is not going to allow that weapon in the hands of people who will challenge the power and the authority of the interests that be. We've seen both in Afghanistan and in Iraq, one of the first things that the government does is start their own micro pirate radio station. I guarantee you they never went to any bureaucracy in Afghanistan or Iraq and requested permission to begin broadcasting their messages across that country. and that they do not feel that that is a crucial element to them being able to maintain, obtain, and then maintain control and order within the communities that they control. And what Kind Radio did was create a liberated zone within occupied territory, and that the commercial and governmental interests of the radio were not being serviced. They were not getting the message that they wanted delivered to the people, and instead the people were able to reclaim the airwaves, discuss issues which were important to them, hear what their neighbors thought about things which affected their lives in a way which was uninterrupted by commercial messages. There was no other artificial means of trying to stimulate or repress thought. People called in if they had something to say, and the phone lines would not close down, did not have a limited time. There were issues that dominated programming days, and people would come in to do their radio shows expecting to play, you know, techno music, and instead have to answer caller after caller, or at least allowing the callers on the air to express their opinions over issues involving the river here, or the police actions, or other activity which dominated the discussions at the kitchen tables across the community. And so I'm not surprised that there has been a crackdown on the types of radio stations that Kind Radio tried to promote, stations that dealt with the freedom of speech and freedom of the press issues, as well as the freedom of dance and partying, and although we supported those as well. But, you know, I think that we're seeing now, as the Department of Defense has said, information and propaganda, or whatever, is the new battlefield.